Well, every Monday at this time, Backroads' Bill Steer takes us down the backroads and waterways of Northern Ontario. Bill is an outdoor adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And this week, Bill is going to talk about some man-made creations you can only find in the backcountry. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. Maybe we should cool off on the Nostawagon. That was the name for the native waterways, their trails and portages.
And what's along those trails and waterways?
Well, the pictographs. And we've talked about the Ferry Point pictographs in the past. And these pictographs were really the road signs along these transportation networks. But they had a lot more to do with native culture than that.
Well, and describe them. What do they look like?
Yeah, they're native rock art paintings. And they're made of ochre. And that's what we're going to talk about. And Dr. Jonathan Pitt teaches in the Aboriginal Teaching Certification Program at Nipissing. He told me that, you know, red ochre has been used by the indigenous peoples around the globe for thousands of years, and it's perhaps the reason that the first Europeans that arrived in Newfoundland called the natives Red Indians out of the unfamiliarity with the First Nations they met. But it's got a lot to do, the color red has a lot to do with their ceremonies, and he went on to describe to me that, you know, these vision quests and dreams that kind of like afterwards, a debrief, they would go out and put a pictograph, a graphic on the rocks to symbolize kind of their vision.
So where can you find this ochre?
Yeah, the ochre, you know, there's two main sources of ochre. It's made of hematite, and Ann Wilson from the Ministry of Northern Development Mines, a geologist, told me, you know, it's the most common mineral on the Earth's surface, those red streaks we often see in the rocks. But it's kind of impure, and so the natives look for the best sites, and there's two major sites. One's on the Mattawa River. It's called the Gate of Hell, and that's a French translation from the Voyageurs. And strangely enough, the Devil's Warehouse on the Gargantua Road on Lake Superior, south of Wawa. So two major sources, and it was a prized trading item even before the colonists arrived in the 1600s.
Well, the First Nations would trade it as a form of paint, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely, and it's all about the paint. And I always wondered about where did the paint come from, and these are the two main places. Now, it came from other places, but again, it's that where was the best ochre, and again, whether they traded for ochre or flint or chert and other items, it was one of them.
Now, I've been to the what's called the Indian paint pots in Kootenay National Park in BC years ago, and they have these sort of little lakes, these ponds where the ground is orange red. What do our ochre sites look like here in Northern Ontario?
Yeah, and I think Tyler posted the two pictures that they're caves, kind of like, and they were Aboriginal mines dating back as 3,000 years ago, and inside there is the hematite, it's the brown rock, and they pulverized it, and then they look for a binder. It was either bear or deer fat, maybe fish oil or eggs. Mixed it all together, became a good substance, and painted it on the rock. But that's funny, the two caves look the same. The first time I went to the Devil's Warehouse on Lake Superior, I thought, wow, it's the same as the cave on the Mattawa River.
So it's like almost identical. And how far from the sources would these paintings take place? Would they carry the ochre with them?
Yeah, they would. And because it's a trade item, it shows up everywhere. Now, there's a preponderance of pictographs from Saskatchewan right through to Quebec. And in some places, some places in northeastern Ontario on Lake Tomogamy and into the northwest, there seems to be more than pictographs there. Now, that could be because of the territorial nature of the First Nations and the transition from Ojibwe to Cree-speaking, and there's a bunch of variables there for sure.
So where are some good spots to see the pictographs? Because that's what everybody wants to see, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Agawa site, you could drive in off Highway 17 in Lake Superior Provincial Park. Everyone can go there, and that's a great site. We've talked about Ferry Point on Missinaubee Lake north of Chapleau, Diamond Lake in the Tomogamy Country, Kennedy Island on Lake Nipissing. So they're very, very accessible. They're sacred sites, and it's a great place to take a picture of, but don't touch them.
No. And have you ever tried to make ochre paint yourself?
I have, you know, just by pulverizing it, because they took hammer stones and pulverized it into a powder, added some water, and people do that. You can go onto YouTube and just Google making ochre red paint, and a whole bunch of YouTube videos, because then people just take it and put it on the paper. But, you know, what really happened is when they put it on the rock, there's that chemical bonding, and the first rain came along, it seems like a kind of a rock varnish came over them. But now I do understand why some of them are redder than others, because of the impurity or purity of the source of ochre.
It's kind of cool. Bill, appreciate you joining us this morning. What have you got planned for next week?
Next week, Marcus, where should we go for a picnic? It's got a lot to do with a rebel priest and a canoe camp. And you know what? I think it's linked to that 400th celebration of the Franco-Ontarians in the province.
All right. Bill, we will talk again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, and a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University. Regular guest in the summer, Morning North, and you can hear him Mondays at this time. He's got a website, steertonorthernontario.ca. All sorts of information, photo, and links there. steertonorthernontario.ca. And we do feature his segments on our website, and Bill does pass along a few photos, and you can find that and a link to his site from our website, which is cbc.ca/Sudbury.